Good evening, everyone. We are at the Blazing Donkey in the restaurant. Oh, sorry, my divvy other half has got his iPad on or something. We got here about just after five. We had a bit of trouble getting a taxi and it was freezing. Yeah, we're here with Niles here. He's down beside me. It's very quiet. We're not in the main part of the restaurant. There's an open fire here. It's a very old building because it was built in 17 something. And where the rooms are is what was the stable block. But we have got beds and not stalls and straw. So anyway, we've ordered. Oh, darling, turn that down a bit, please. I'm trying to do an audio boo.
Still not.
Okay, thank you. I'm having stuff that's probably not that great for me to eat, but I haven't really got a lot of choice. So I've got squash with Stilton, and it did have sesame and pumpkin seeds, but I've asked for them to be taken off. And a honey, some kind of honey mustard dressing or something. And then I'm having salmon supreme with new potatoes, carrots and sweetheart cabbage. Obi's having, what are you having? Darling, chicken liver parfait or something. Belly of pork with...
You're talking to me, sorry.
Yeah.
What are you
having?
The chicken liver parfait for starter, right? And then,
comes with bread.
Something roasted belly pork for the main.
Yeah, with...
The pork belly or something.
With, I think, mashed potatoes and what vegetables is it?
Honestly, I don't even look at those things.
You did, but we read it out, but I can't remember. Anyway, I hope it won't be too long. They've got an open fire over there. I'll try and get a sound of it in a minute. And I'll be back when we've had our starter. Okay, we've had our starters. I'm afraid I couldn't eat mine. It was absolutely disgusting. The squash, well, I could take that or leave it. I usually love Stilton, but it was chopped up in... The squash was like in cubes and the Stilton was like small pieces on the top. But I like Stilton, but this, I don't know where they got this from, but it tasted absolutely awful. I just couldn't eat it. So I had a couple of little bits of Obi's bread with some kind of onion marmalade on it, which was really nice. And he's got pâté. What was your pâté like?
Not about right.
So, that was absolutely foul. I haven't eaten any of it. Well, I think I ate one bit of squash. I just couldn't bring myself to eat it. Which is a bit of a shame because I'm quite hungry. Let's hope the main course is better. I'm sure it will be. Otherwise, we're going to be starving tonight. I don't think Just to Eat or Hungry House are going to deliver out here. It's in the middle of nowhere, literally. And a couple of idiots have just gone out, left the restaurant, because we're not in the main part of it here, and they've left the door wide open, and it's absolutely freezing. Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry, but I don't think she likes that one.
Don't worry about it, it's all right. It's the cheese. I normally like Stilton, but I couldn't eat it.
Shall I try a little bit of it?
Yeah, taste it. It tastes that good.
Was it a cheese
you like? It's probably meant to be like that, yeah. But I just can't eat it, sorry.
That's okay.
Stop it. Stop looking at him. I'll get attention seeking.
Try a bit of it, you know.
No,
I'll try a bit of it.
Yeah, you try a bit of it. You might like it. Yeah. I do normally like Stilton, but I don't like that.
You know what? I'll just be having it until the main course.
did you taste it?
Maybe she laughs. You know?
Did you taste it?
I haven't yet, but I tried the yellow one. What's the
squash?
Squash.
That's a bit like Swede, and it's quite tasteless. I mean, Stilton's got a strong taste, but that... I don't even want to tell you what it tastes like.
You just put it back in there, did you?
No, I didn't. I put it in the serviette.
I think it's all right.
Do you? Well, bloody eat it then.
I don't know what it's meant to taste like. I just didn't eat it anyway, but...
It tastes vile to me.
Is it?
Yeah. If you like it, eat it. You paid for it.
I don't know what to expect.
Huh?
I don't know what to expect. I don't know what it's meant to taste like. That's what I meant.
Well, I've had Stilton plenty of times, and I've never had it taste like that. It might be a certain type or something, but it's vile.
Got a bit of olive in it.
No, I forgot to tell him not to give you the olives.
Olive oil.
Oh, olive oil. I don't know if olive oil is okay, but it's such a pain. Because everything I'm eating in the main course, I've got to be careful of every single thing. But I've got to eat something. What are you laughing at?
Where's your laugh?
Oh, no. Maybe she's the blazing donkey. She sounds a bit like a donkey when she laughs. Don't tell her that.
I will be telling her.
No, don't. No. Do you like that then?
I'll be honest with you.
Huh?
I'll be honest with you, right?
Yeah?
I'm just hungry.
Okay. When he finished, I'll tell you what I think it tastes like. Are you finished?
I'm not yet. Come tell me if you want.
No, because it might put you on.
Go on, tell me.
If I said it was tasted like vomit, then that would be doing it too much of an honour. But
okay.
It tastes to me like, you know when you think of something that you can taste, that's something you smell and you've never tasted it, but that's what it smells like to you. Do you know what I mean when I say something, it tastes like something smells? Well, that tastes to me like goat's piss. Male goat's piss, and you know there's no more of a disgusting smell than that. It's like a bitter a taste that gets up your nose, just like that does. At Christmas, when we have some Stilton, I'll let you taste some, and it's much nicer than that. I don't even know what that is. I don't even think it's Stilton. It's got like a skin on it. Did it put you off?
Not really.
Did you see what I meant?
Yeah.
Oh. Yuck, 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 yuck. Anyway.
I'm just hungry.
I know I am, but I couldn't eat. I'm not hungry enough to eat.
Is your recording up now?
Huh?
Is it still recording?
I started it when we were just having ordering our starters.
I mean, are you still recording up to now?
Yeah, now, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Finished it?
Oh, where?
Huh?
Not meeting it, I'm just eating quite hungry. I can't finish it.
I won't be having that tomorrow. If there's no soup on the menu, I won't be having anything. Soup's not really good for me because it's... I'm sick of saying this because it's liquid, but I will have it. Otherwise, I might just have prawn cocktail and pay for it.
Find a website where they sell poodles.
Huh? Poodles?
Yeah.
Where?
Find a website where they sell poodles there.
What? You're not going to sell poop to? Apparently he's been watching for me, poor little thing. You're so hungry you're eating your ice.
Hmm?
You're so hungry you're eating your ice.
I'm hungry. Well, Dad, I'm hungry.
We might have to get Just Eat. I'm not joking. Pizza. They'd never find it here, would they?
They'd
try. If they had sat there.
And they would charge you ridiculously as well.
Well. They can't do that.
They can.
I don't think so.
I think they can, actually.
I don't think they can charge you for delivering it if it's free.
It would say it on there. London, UK mainland.
Well, we are UK mainland.
I don't think they deliver here anyway. End of story. I'm not even going to argue about it. They will not deliver here.
very old building. What was it bought? Born, built in 1760 or 30, something, I forget now. But the floors are stone and they're uneven, aren't they? Because it was a barn. This was the barn, I think. It must have been a big barn, doesn't it?
Oh, you mean barn?
A barn. If all this whole place was a barn, it must have been absolutely enormous. That chutney stuff that you had, that marmalade, as they called it, was nice. It took the taste away. Oh, not your silly videos again. That sounds like the chicken laying an egg. A hen's egg. Off the menu. Anyway, I'll be back and hopefully with more good news from the main course.
Yeah.
Oh,
desserts.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll tell you about our main courses in a minute, but we're looking at the dessert menu.
Excuse me, you've got black cherry and chocolate truffle tarts, cream.
Yeah.
Apple and rhubarb crumble vanilla seed custard.
Okay.
Warm Kentish apple and cinnamon cake, chai cream. Vanilla and cardamom posset. Say, ginger shortbread.
What, with ginger shortbread?
Mm.
Okay.
Three cheeses, biscuits, grapes.
I wonder what the cheeses are. Not that bloody Stilton again. So what are they again?
I want to read everything again.
Yes, please.
Black cherry and chocolate truffle tarts.
Well, that one's out.
Apple and rhubarb crumble, vanilla seed custard.
Maybe that one.
Warm Kentish apple and cinnamon cake, chai cream. Vanilla and cardamom posset, ginger shortbread. Three cheeses, biscuits, grapes.
It's either the cheese or the apple crumble. I shouldn't really be eating all this, but... someone's happy.
I think I have the vanilla and cardamom posset and ginger shortbread.
Okay. I think I might have the... I don't know whether to have the crumble. I think I'll have the crumble. I think I want to stay away from cheese. What are you wagging your tail at? Stop it. Really? No. Stay down there.
Almost 9 o'clock.
Okay, let me tell you about our main course. I had salmon... supreme, and I think it had some kind of sauce on it. I don't know what it was, but it was really nice. I didn't eat the skin though, because I don't like salmon skin. New potatoes, which were nice, very thinly sliced, big, but they must have been big carrots, and lovely cabbage, sweetheart cabbage, which was shredded in some kind of, I don't know whether it was like soaked, marinated in something, or I don't know. It was really nice, and I ate everything. Obi had belly of pork with mashed potatoes and red cabbage. Was there any other vegetables, darling?
Mm-hmm.
Apart from red cabbage, do you have any other vegetables?
A bit of carrot.
And carrot, okay. What did you think of it?
Alright.
It was alright. No, not more than good, better than alright.
It was just alright, darling.
It was just alright, okay. Well, mine was really nice. My favourite bit was the cabbage. I know that sounds stupid. Anyway, I think I'll have the apple crumble. Can I have the apple crumble?
You want the crumble, please, yeah. Please.
Is it possible to have it in a bowl, not on, or does it come in a bowl, not on a plate?
It comes like in a little ramekin, so you have like a ramekin.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's fine.
You'd hear it goes vanilla seed custard, though.
Well, I think that vanilla's all right.
Or seed, I know that. Really big seed, though.
There's not seeds in it. It's probably not... Anyway, vanilla's pods, aren't they? They're not seeds.
Right. Yeah, they're actually pods, yeah, you're right, yeah.
I have the vanilla and cardamom posset, ginger shortbread.
You would like the posset, yeah?
If you don't want the seed, I can have the seed separately again, if you want.
You can't have the seeds separately. They're mixed in with it.
Thank you.
All right, then.
she's definitely the donkey. The blazing donkey. She goes, like a donkey. I'll probably not end up eating this, but it's probably going to be really small with any luck. I don't know if you're going to like that posset. Right, folks, I'll pause this and come back in a minute. A what, Christmas?
Heavy Christmas.
Heavy Christmas?
It looks like heavy Christmas.
It's happy probably happy. Oh.
And a happy New Year.
Or a Merry Christmas, is it?
Oh, it's Merry, actually, yeah.
You're thinking of too much of alcohol.
Happy New Year. New Year's Eve dinner with dancing 50 pounds.
Champagne, canapes, reception,
polygon, decos, tranquil, and oh, thank
you very much. A pint of brandy and just a normal tea.
Well, what else have you, what other ones have you got?
We have, let me just have a little look at my tea.
Abnormal tea?
We're sitting in front of the fire now. I've put Niall in front of the fire because it's nice and warm for him there. Because it's a stone floor, isn't it?
Really,
yeah, it's nice.
Right, I've got normal tea, obviously.
Yeah.
Green tea.
Shh, be quiet.
A peppermint.
Yeah.
Darjeeling or chamomile?
I'll just have an ordinary one, please.
Just ordinary, yeah.
I've got chamomile in the room. Well, I've got ordinary. What did you say?
If you've got normal tea, there could be a normal.
Yes, of course.
Twist to it.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're sitting in front of the fire on leather chairs, and there's like a log for the table. What's Niall doing? Just laying there? Has he got his head down? Or is he sitting up? What, is his head right down? No, he's got his head up. He might have lifted it up when I touched him.
His head was like that.
Huh?
It wasn't at that level where you...
Yeah. Sometimes he's not looking in the fire, is he?
He is looking in the fire.
Dogs seem to be fascinated by fire. They like look. They like staring into it. I'll tell you about our desserts in a minute. They're happy they're going home, kitchen people. I love that smell of like logs burning, do you?
I don't can smell it that well.
Can you not smell that? Thank you.
There's some sugar and milk there.
Thank you very much. Has it got a fireplace?
Yeah.
What's it like?
Quite chimney.
What's it made of, I mean?
Metal.
I think is it a wood burner? Is it a wood burning stove? Might be. It might be a wood burner. I can't reach it from here to touch it. It's got all stone around here. It is a really old place. Big blocks of stone. Is he still staring in the fire?
Yeah, but all done interested look.
Maybe he's just a bit, he's tired, I think. Yeah, what is that? I had apple and rhubarb crumble with vanilla custard, and it was really nice. It was a big portion. I ate most of it. I couldn't quite finish it. There was a dinner plate, and then on the top was a bowl, but it wasn't as big as the dinner plate. It was a bit smaller than to the rim. But Obi had vanilla and cardamom posset on gingerbread. And what was it like, darling? He didn't like it. Have you got my bag over there?
It's all right, I'll pay for it.
No, I know, but I just want to know, but I wasn't offering.
Thank you. Are you okay with doing touch? Yeah. There we go, thank you. Just get you a receipt.
So £2, is that what it is?
Yeah, no, £2.50, yeah.
Thank you.
I know you're going to tell me I can have it free in the room, but I can't sit.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just checking.
But I can't sit in front of the fire. You know what I mean? I want to sit by the fire for a little while. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm full up now. And I've got my tea. And he's got a pint with a double shot of brandy in it. That's why it came to £13. My little tea was £2.50. Okay. Anyway, I'll love you and leave you for now.